Bringing things back local now and joining me here in the Allstate Skyline studio for, I guess, the very first time, which I'm surprised at, is Elliot Richardson, the president and co-founder of the Small Business Advocacy Council. And Elliot, thank you for joining me.
Rick, thank you so much for having us on the air today.
Don't be dazzled by the views here. Okay?
We've got
a lot of serious things to talk about.
It's a wonderful view.
It is. It is. It is a gorgeous view up 18 floors above the Chicago River and Navy Pier. And you know, it's almost a shame because the sun, at this time of the day, you have to use blinds to keep from being blinded by blinded by the light. Well, it's been an interesting session in Springfield so far, and I know business concerns, big business, small business, all kinds of concerns going on. Of course, we had Governor Pritzker sign one of his initiatives, which was the $15 an hour pay increase, minimum wage increase, but there's all kinds of things going on in Springfield that I know business concerns exist readily.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's all sorts of legislation, some of which is good for business and some of which business is concerned about. And we're the Small Business Advocacy Council. So we come and we look at this from the lens of the small business owner and those that rely on small businesses. So, you know, for starters, the narrative in Springfield needs to get better. It's our opinion that we can grow our way out of the fiscal issues that are impacting the state. And things need to change, absolutely. We need to tackle this gigantic pension crisis that we have that hangs over the business community and everybody else like a black cloud. But at the same time, we can pass good legislation that empowers small businesses and helps raise revenue in a positive way for the state. So I want to give you a quick example of that.
I was going to say, yeah.
Before we go into what our legislative agenda is, for years, we tried to lower the highest LLC fees in the nation. We pushed and we said, this is going to be good for the Illinois economy. The state may lose some revenue, but we're going to gain it back because more businesses are going to want to be here and form LLCs here. Well, those excessive LLC fees were lowered. And since that time, there has been a 66% increase in LLCs filed in the state of Illinois, creating revenue for the state of Illinois, bringing businesses back here in terms of their formation in the state of Illinois.
LLC being a
limited liability corporation, right. Company, which is what most small businesses want to be. So that's an example of a change from $500 to form an LLC to $250 that has had a dramatic positive impact on the Illinois economy. So right now, what are we looking to do? Right now, we're looking, actually, it's lower than 250. It's 150, I believe. Right now, what we're looking to do is there's a tax credit that was in existence until 2016. And that would give a small business under 50 employees that hired a $2,500 tax credit for net new hires. Within 2 years, that's revenue neutral for the state at $15 an hour, which would be required. After that, the state's making money. They're raising revenue. Small businesses are growing. The average tenure of a job like this, according to national studies, is 4 years. So the state's going to make money on this, and it's going to empower small businesses. So we're trying to bring that back. That expired in 2016. And from the lens of the small business community, when you see a lot of large tax breaks going to large companies, empowering small businesses is a real positive thing that would also make the small business community feel better about the state of Illinois.
Well, and also everybody, regardless of party, talks about how small businesses are the employer.
They're
driving jobs.
They are the engine that drives the economy. And, you know, we get a lot of lip service from politicians from both sides of the aisle. It's a truth. We are the engine that drives the economy, and we need to do things that help us create jobs and help us grow. Occupational licensing is on our agenda. There are over 400 occupational licenses in the state of Illinois. Let's take barbers, for instance. They need 1,500 hours of education to become a barber, and that costs money. And that's prohibitive for a lot of people that want to start a business, that want to take that barber chair, even at somebody else's business. And that's just one example of how laws that don't make sense, there's no logical reason for that.
The barber lobby is very powerful.
I'm
not kidding.
It's not just the barber lobby. When laws are created, when licenses are created to protect a certain segment so other people can't get in, that's a huge problem. So what we've got is we've got legislation that would allow folks in Springfield to analyze whether a good occupational license, whether a new occupational license is necessary. Does it really protect the health, the safety, and the welfare?
Is there merit in it?
Exactly. And after that, let's look at the ones that are out there. How about portability? If you're a barber in Indiana and you want to come to Illinois, there should be some reciprocity. And that goes for all different sorts of occupational licenses. I mean, there was a law floating around that would make somebody who goes and plays music in a nursing home possibly have to get a license as a musical therapist. Well, that's just ridiculous. So that's another way we're tackling these arcane laws that are really hurting small businesses.
What is your take of the Pritzker administration so far?
Well, it's early.
Understood.
It's early. I mean, obviously, our members have opinions on the progressive income tax. We are a nonpartisan organization, and that's been our secret sauce, and that's why we get things done. That also means we have people on various different sides of a particular issue. As it pertains to the progressive income tax, we've talked about it. What we want to see is we want to see where this ultimately ends up, and then get engaged in that conversation. And a lot of our members who may be against the progressive income tax in theory, and of course there's a long way for that to go, but they want to know what's that going to be tied to, right? If a progressive income tax is enacted, is it going to be tied to pension reform? Is the money going to be used to pay off the pension debt? What other structural reforms are going to be made so they can feel good about investing in their state? That's a huge issue. Another thing that's really frustrates our members is this idea of putting something on the ballot, but not other things. Like, if you're going to allow the voters to weigh in on a progressive income tax, how about allowing the voters to weigh in on fair maps? How about allowing voters to weigh in on pension reform? I mean, if we're going to let the voters speak, which we want, let them weigh in on a whole slew of issues right now. Don't just let one come out of the legislature and get on the ballot. So, you know, we want to see equity, we want to see fairness, and we want the voters to have their say. And we're hoping that the Pritzker administration can be somebody, you know, can be an administration that does that. And of course, we're looking for the administration to support the measures that we believe will empower businesses, small businesses, to create jobs.
We're speaking with Elliot Richardson. He is the president and co-founder of the Small Business Advocacy Council. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, joined here in the Allstate Skyline studio by Elliot Richardson, president and co-founder of the Small Business Advocacy Council. We're talking about some of small business concerns in the state, particularly, we'll talk about in the city, but particularly about the state because of May being kind of crunch time for the Illinois General Assembly. And Elliot, you talked about, you know, obviously concerns about going to a graduated rate income tax, the Senate passing that last week as a proposed constitutional amendment. The House must do the same before it could go to voters for ratification in 2020. Nevertheless, it's a high-profile agenda item of J.B. Pritzker. But it's also something that business owners have expressed some concern about, because particularly small business owners, because they basically pay those business earnings are through their individual income taxes, and this would tax them at a higher rate starting at $250,000 income and above.
Well, that's right. I mean, a lot of taxes for a lot of small business owners will go up. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If this progressive income tax goes into effect, again, long way to go. It's got to get through the House. Then it goes on the ballot, and then there will be a robust public debate.
And an expensive one, too, I can guarantee you.
I'd love to see some of that money actually going into paying down the Illinois' debts instead of all the advertising that's going to go on. But, yeah, there's going to be a robust debate, but there's concern. And then there's also, on the flip side, concern about the fiscal stability of Illinois. I mean, the pension debt continues to go up. There's got to be a way that we can tackle this. And at the same time, we got to keep up a narrative about Illinois that there's a lot to offer here. And, you know, we don't want businesses leaving. Small businesses rely on other businesses. They rely on consumers. So there's a lot of things at play, and it's got to be done in a common sense manner so that the state can improve.
Let's go to the city level. You're a member of Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot's transition committee, I believe. And how do you see her as we transition to her taking over on May 20th? How do you see her from the small business community side of things when it comes to business concerns?
Yeah, so I'm a member of the Good Governance Transition Committee. So there's several different committees, and I think there's an overall committee. But, I've been fortunate to be engaged in some conversations about this and to put out some proposals. So far, I think Mayor-elect Lightfoot has said things that resonate well with the small business community. The concept of ending aldermanic privilege, not making small businesses quote unquote kiss the ring, is really, really positive for the small business community. One of the things we're advocating for right now is get these administrative functions away from legislators. Getting a simple public way use permit for a sign in front of your building, which might not seem like a big deal, but is a huge deal for a small business, should not need full city council approval. Our city councilmen and women should be focused on making Chicago a better city, you know, tackling things like violence, tackling things like economic development, and not focused on approving simple public way sign permits. So take that stuff, take it away from legislators, put it back to the executive branch, let administrators deal with it, and it will also end the undue influence that legislators, city councilmen, or women, their staffs may have on a small business. When you're trying to start a small business and grow one, you know, dealing with having to navigate through aldermanic privilege and city council is not something you want on your agenda. Believe me, there's enough to deal with,
Rick. Is there a fine line, though, between aldermanic privilege and yes, the idea of kissing the ring and developers and but also the fact that, you know, you are an alderman and you have a responsibility to be attuned to community concerns.
Aldermen should absolutely have a voice in what goes on in their wards and in their communities, 100%. But it shouldn't be such that an alderman can impact the ability of a business to survive unless there's a really, really good reason for that. I mean, health, safety, keeping up the integrity of a neighborhood are critically important. But, you know, putting up a sign that says Jim's Pizza over your new pizza place is not something that you want to wait for city council to approve. But again, there's a common sense way for people to work together and to solve this if we're looking for economic development. And Chicago, in many places, continues to thrive. But there's other areas that need economic development, and this is one way to get it done.
They don't need to be waiting for permits.
They do not need to be waiting for permits. They do not need to be waiting for other administrative functions. A lot of this, really, the technology for the city needs to get so much better. One thing we've advocated for is if a small business gets a citation or an ordinance for an expired license, per se, they used to have to go to an administrative hearing and hire an attorney. So, you know, day ruined, check that box, pay an attorney, check that box. Really difficult for small businesses. We've got a program now with 10 ordinance violations that you don't have to do that for. Let's expand that. You know, these are revenue neutral ways to make small business owners feel good about the city in which they run their business.
We'll keep an eye on all of these agendas, both here in the city as well as in Springfield. Elliot Richardson, president and co-founder of the Small Business Advocacy Council, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for all you do, Rick.